KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The health department has set a target to test 5 million people for tuberculosis as part of its campaign to end TB deaths in the country. The program will be launched in KZN next week by Deputy President Paul Mashatile on World TB Day. Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says the fight against the disease won't be won in health facilities but in public spaces through education. He says the campaign will reach people in their homes.
One member in this family has been tested for TB positive, whether on treatment or not, but we know that there is one member. Let's test the whole family. We are further going to test in communities that we know to be vulnerable. And we want to say, if you are HIV positive, allow us, because most of the time they go together.
An alleged serial hijacker has been nabbed in Emangozi in northern KZN. Police say the suspect was previously arrested and convicted in 5 separate cases in Gauteng and Mpumalanga province. National SAPS spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says a truck and 2 trailers that were reported stolen were seized during the 41-year-old man's arrest on Monday. She says the Mozambican national was out on bail for 2 other cases in Alberton and Bedford View.
A preliminary report suggests the suspect was travelling along Tandizwe, R22 Emangozi, when the team stopped the driver to inspect the truck. Upon inspection, the team detected the truck had false number plates from a neighbouring country. Further investigation revealed the truck is positively linked to a truck hijacking case reported to SAPS Nigel in March 2025.
The clock is ticking for the SASSA grant beneficiaries to swap their gold cards for the Postbank black ones. The gold cards are being phased out and won't be working after tomorrow. According to SASSA, nearly 50% of grant recipients have completed the replacement process. Aaron Edward, a local activist and pensioner who's been on the ground assisting the elderly, says the changeover has been smooth.
We've been educating the seniors for months now, asking them to put the SASSA money into the account. And that worked absolutely well. You know, the way the counselor made arrangements in the schools, not only in one school, all the schools in the area, and the banks came in. So far, look, this hasn't been any hassle. Some of them, they left it for last minute. SASSA was very kind, where they actually allowed the disabled and the ones that were terminally ill, they sent people up to the houses and got it done.
A 19-year-old who killed his mother, brother and sister at a flat in Luton in England has been sentenced to at least 49 years in prison. Nicholas Prosper shot Juliana Falcon, Kylie and Giselle Prosper on the Marsh Farm estate last September. Police also stopped him attempting a mass shooting at his former primary school. Detective Chief Inspector Sam Kanner says it was a distressing case to work.
Killing his family was the first part of it. But then going to a school and killing numerous children, teachers, as then finally completing with himself, was a detailed plan that he'd put together over many months.
Durban and Pietermaritzburg 28, Richards Bay 13.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Renzo Julius appreciating the help that he is getting from Lucanyo Am. England keeper Jordan Pickford is backing the recall of midfielder Jordan Henderson. And AB de Villiers believes that the Royal Challengers Bangalore can break their IPL duck in 2025.